Welcome to another episode of our NCLEX review series. In this podcast, we continue to bring you valuable materials to help you prepare for your exam. Enjoy.
Neomycin sulfate. What is it? It's an aminoglycoside. It reduces the amount of bacteria in the colon. Why does this matter? It is given for the GI tract before surgery. How is it used in clients with hepatic encephalopathy? It is used to treat the disease when pneumonia levels are elevated in the liver. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome. When does this syndrome occur? It occurs anytime a client is on an antipsychotic medication, most commonly when treatment begins or doses are increased. What are signs of neuromalignant syndrome? Tachycardia, extreme fever, altered LOC, seizures, muscle rigidity, elevated lab values, and the examples of that would be white blood cells and LFT. What is the treatment? Discontinue the medication. Initiate safety and seizure precautions. Give antipyretics to reduce the fever. NG tube. What position should the client be in during an NG tube placement? High Fowler's with the head tilted forward. The NG tube goes from blank to blank. The NG tube goes from nose to stomach. What is the Salem sump? It's the double lumen of the NG tube used to decompress the stomach. What are the measuring points for determining length of insertion? Nose to earlobe to the sigmoid process. If the client starts to gag during placement, should you continue the procedure? Yes. Wait until the patient stops gagging or coughing, then continue to advance. Offer water to help the tube go down. What should be done before using the NG tube for the first time? X-ray, aspirate for gastric content, and the pH should be less than 4. If the NG tube is to suction, should you turn off the suction when medications are given PO? Yes, for at least 30 minutes. If a patient vomits during the procedure, should you keep going with the NG tube? Yes. Wait for a few minutes, then proceed. Let the patient know that they will feel better once the NG tube is in place. Nitroglycerin. What is the action of nitroglycerin? Systemic and coronary vasodilation. What conditions are treated by nitroglycerin? Angina, BP, and CHF. If nitroglycerin is given sublingually for angina pain and it is not resolved, what should you do? You give an additional tablet in 5 minutes. You can give up to 3 tablets over the 15 minutes and activate EMS after the first dose. If nitroglycerin is given sublingual and the client complains of stinging sensation, is that normal? Yes, it means the tablet is fresh. What is the number one complaint when taking nitroglycerin? Headache. What are common side effects? Hypotension, tachycardia, dizziness, and syncope. If a client has a transdermal ointment or a nitroglycerin patch, should you rotate the site during application? Yes, you rotate the site to prevent skin irritation. Do not place a nitroglycerin patch over what? Do not place a nitroglycerin patch over a pacemaker. You should take off the client's nitroglycerin patch before having a blank scan. MRI. So before an MRI, you gotta take off the nitroglycerin patch. Should a client take the nitroglycerin prophylactically before sex? Yes, to prevent chest pain. If you're a male client, is taking Viagra, sildenafil, what should you tell them? Do not take nitroglycerin. So if a male is taking Viagra, which is sildenafil, do not take the nitroglycerin. IV nitroglycerin and all IV dysrhythmics should be placed on a what? It should be placed on an infusion pump. What is verapamil used for? Blood pressure and angina. All right, Kim, daily motivation. Nursing-like success means different things to each one of us. Your journey is unique. Only you can determine how far you go. Build a life you are proud to live. Now on to NSAIDs. What does it stand for? Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. What type of drugs are they? Aspirin and aspirin-like drugs. What do? They reduce pain and body temperature and inhibit platelet aggregation. Clients should take NSAIDs with a full glass of blank or blank to prevent stomach irritation. Clients should take NSAIDs with a full glass of water or milk to prevent stomach irritation. Aspirin toxicity will cause blank in the ears. Aspirin toxicity will cause tinnitus in the ear. Teach clients to avoid blank when taking NSAIDs to decrease stomach irritation. Alcohol. So you teach your clients to avoid alcohol when taking NSAIDs. NSAIDs increase or decrease bleeding potential. NSAIDs increase bleeding potential. How soon should a client stop taking NSAIDs before having surgery? 1 week. Kids shouldn't take NSAIDs when they have flu-like symptoms due to risk of what? Ryse disease. Ryse syndrome. So if your kids shouldn't take NSAIDs if they have flu-like symptoms because of Ryse syndrome. Nursing mnemonics. ADPI. For the nursing process. A is for assessment. D is for diagnosis. P is for planning, I for implementation, and E for evaluation. Asthma, ASTHMA for asthma medications. The A is for adrenergics, S is for steroids, T is for theophylline, H is for hydration, which is IV, M is for mask, which is O2, and A is for anticholinergics. And that mnemonic is aspirin for asthma medications. The next mnemonic is HELP, H-E-L-L-P, for preeclampsia syndrome, for severe preeclampsia syndrome. The H is hemolysis, the E is for elevated, the L is for liver, and the other L is for low, and for P for platelet count. And that's HELP for preeclampsia syndrome. It's not my time. That's the preterm labor drugs. It's not my time. I is for indomethacin, which is an NSAID. N is for nifedipine. M is for magnesium sulfate. And T is for terbutaline. Lion, L-I-O-N, for maternal fetal distress. For lion, the L is for left side. I is for initiate IV fluids, O is for oxygen via face mask, and N is for notify. Left side IV O2 notify. Lion for maternal distress. Mona, M-O-N-A, for MI medications. So for Mona, you're going to give M for morphine, O for oxygen, N for nitrogen, and A for aspirin. And that's Mona for MI medications. Palsy for cerebral palsy features. P is for paresis. A is for ataxia. L is for lagging motor development. S is for spasticity. And Y is for young. RN, R then N. And that's for drawing mixed insulin. Remember, R then N. So First, you put air into the NPH, air into the regular, then you draw up regular, and then you draw up your NPH. Repeat. You put air into the NPH, air into the regular, then you draw up regular, and then you draw up NPH, RN, R, then N. And that's for drawing mixed insulin. The next one is SMART, S-M-A-R-T, and that's for the Parkinson's disease. S is for shuffling gait. M is for mask, which is mask-like face. A is for akinesia. R is for rigidity. And T for tremor. That's SMART for Parkinson's disease. STRIPE, S-T-R-I-P-E, and that's for TB antibiotics. ST is for streptomycin. R is for rifampin. I is for isoniazid. P is for pyrazinamide. And E is for ethambutol. And that's STRIPE for antibiotic drugs, for TB antibiotic drugs. Streptomycin, rifampin, isoniazid, pyrazinamide, and ethambutol. Okay? To describe fetal heart rates, remember veal chop. To describe fetal heart rates, remember veal chop. Veal. V-E-A-L. V is for variable decelerations. E is for early decelerations. A is for accelerations. And L for late decelerations. And CHOP is for cord compression, which is C, cord compression, H, head compression, O, oxygen is okay, and P, placental insufficiency, which is a bad sign. And those are the mnemonics for veal chop. Organ donation. What do you need to know? Best with the living donor, matched by blood and tissue, must be in writing and can be changed before removal. Can a nurse approach a client or a family member about donation? No. Only authorized representative. Orthostatic hypotension. What is it? It's the systolic or diastolic BP drops more than 10 mm and the heart rate increases by 10 to 20 when the client changes position. And the positions are lying, sitting, and standing. BP down, heart rate up. How will a client feel? Dizzy, lightheaded, and unsteady. How do you assess for orthostatic hypotension? You check the BP while client is laying down, sitting, or standing. Wait 5 minutes between measurements. What is the treatment? IV fluids for volume replacement. So how do you assess for orthostatic hypotension? You check BP while the client is lying down, sitting up, and standing, and you wait 5 minutes between the measurements.
Osteoarthritis. What is osteoarthritis? A degenerative disease of the joints. Osteoarthritis is the blank form of arthritis seen in the elderly. It's the number one form of arthritis seen in the elderly. Which joints in the body are most affected? Weight-bearing joints like your knees, your hips, fingers, and back. What are the signs and symptoms of osteoarthritis? Limited joint mobility, joint pain, and joint stiffness. Is the pain from osteoarthritis relieved by activity or rest? Rest. So the pain from osteoarthritis is relieved by rest. Hard nails would develop on the joints of the fingers, creating deformities. What is this deformity called? Heberden's nodes. Heberden's nodes. What is the primary medication given for the medication for pain? What is the primary med given for osteoarthritis pain? NSAIDs. Blank may be injected into the joints to treat osteoarthritis. Corticoid steroids may be given in the joints to treat osteoarthritis.
What should you teach the client concerning activity? Exercise. Stop if pain occurs. Try to lose weight to help the stress off joints. Use hot and cold therapy to help with pain. Assistive devices such as canes and braces, etc., will help with mobility. What surgery may be required? Or hip or knee replacement? What surgery may be required? Hip or knee replacement? Otitis media. This is an infection of blank ear. This is an infection of the middle ear. Why are children more prone to this? Because their eustachian tubes are shorter than those of an adult. What are the signs? Fever, loss of appetite, rolling head from side to side, promotes ear drainage. What is the treatment? Analgesics and antibiotics. Oxygen delivery systems. What is the range of flow rate for the nasal cannula? Flow rate from 1 to 6 liters per minute. Why keep O2 flow rate below 6? Nares and mucosa dry out when the rate is high. What are the benefits of using a nasal cannula? Client can still eat, drink, and talk. How often should the nasal cannula be changed? Every day. What should be inspected daily due to irritation? Skin on the face, nares, and ears. What is the flow rate range for a simple mask? 6 to 10 liters per minute. When applying the mask, what should be done? Make sure it fits properly, covering mouth and nose. Clients wearing a face mask may feel what? Claustrophobic. What makes a Venturi mask different from a regular face mask? A Venturi mask allows you to control how much room air you want to mix with oxygen. Always use a Venturi mask for clients with what? COPD, because you want a specific O2 concentration. A partial rebreather mask looks like a mask with a blank blank attached to it. A partial rebreather mask looks like a face mask with a reservoir bag attached to it. Like the other forms of oxygen delivery, the partial rebreather allows room air to mix with pure oxygen. So, like other forms of oxygen delivery, the partial rebreather allows room air to mix with pure oxygen. The reservoir bag should be inflated when? At all times. So remember, at all times, the reservoir bag is inflated, and that's very important. The non-rebreather mask does not allow what? The non-rebreather mask does not allow room air to be inhaled. How would you assess to see if oxygen delivery is effective? Pulse oximetry, client's respiration rate and pattern, and ABG. Do not use blank for a moisturizer. Do not use petroleum jelly for a moisturizer. It can set the client's face on fire. Use water-soluble jelly. Pacemakers. What do they do? Pacemakers conduct electrical activity and maintain heart rate. If you were at a conference on pacemakers, what would you teach? Check pulse daily, avoid large magnetic fields, MRI, and industrial equipment. Household appliances are okay. Avoid contact sports, report signs of dizziness, fatigue, or shortness of breath to medical director. Pancreatitis, acute. What is the number one cause of acute pancreatitis? Alcohol abuse. What are the symptoms? Abdominal pain, nausea and vomiting, board-like abdomen, skin discoloration, Cullen's and Turner's sign. Does eating make the pain better or worse? Worse, especially fatty foods. What liver enzymes are elevated with pancreatitis? lipase and amylase are enzymes that are elevated with pancreatitis. What are the nursing interventions? Make client NPO, NG tube to decrease gastric distension, IV fluids, antacid, and teach client to stop drinking. How do you treat the pain? With Demerol or hydromorphone? Never give this pain why. Never give this for pain and why. You never give morphine because it was thought to cause spasm in the pancreas, in the pancreatic duct, and the sphincter of the body. So people with pancreatitis, never give them morphine because it causes spasms in the pancreas duct and the sphincter of the body. Paracentesis. This is an invasive procedure. Make sure the client has blink and informed consent. This procedure collects fluid from where? The peritoneal cavity of the abdomen. What do you do before the procedure? You measure abdomen, weight, and take vital signs, and have the client void to empty the bladder. What position should the client be in during the procedure? Sitting on the edge of bed. What do you do after the procedure? You monitor the vital signs. You measure fluid collected. Apply sterile dressing to the insertion site. And monitor for bleeding. And make sure urine is not bloody. Parkinson's disease. This disease is caused by what depletion of what? Dopamine. Parkinson is caused by the depletion of dopamine. What are the signs of Parkinson's disease? Bradykinesia, tremors in the hands, feet at rest, rigidity, shuffling steps, and loss of balance. Is this disease process fast or slow? It's slow and progressive. What are the nursing interventions? Assess neural status and swallowing ability. Safety, assess with ambulation, encourage fluids, high calorie and fiber meals with low protein diet. What meds are prescribed for Parkinson? Antiparkinson's and anticholinergics. When taking anticholinergics, clients should increase blank to avoid blank. When taking anticholinergics, clients should increase fiber to avoid constipation. What are other side effects of anticholinergics? Blurred vision, dry mouth, photophobia, and tachycardia. What medication will be given to replace dopamine? Levodopa and carbidopa and carbidopa. Levodopa, so levodopa or carbidopa. Do not take dopamine replacement medications with what? MAOI, as this may cause a hypertensive crisis. So you never take dopamine replacement meds with a MAOI. Teach clients taking Parkinson's drugs to follow a low protein diet. So patients on Parkinson, you want them to be on a low protein diet. What vitamins should be avoided in this diet? You should avoid B6, which blocks the medication effects. So people with Parkinson's, you don't want them to be taking B6 vitamin because it blocks the medication's effect. Peptic ulcer disease. What bacteria is responsible for most peptic ulcers? H. pylori. Where are most peptic ulcers found? Gastric and duodenal. When a client has ulcers, what will the vomit look like? Coffee ground. When a client has ulcers, what will the stool look like? Black and tarry. What medication should be avoided? NSAIDs. Is acetaminophen an NSAID? No. So with peptic ulcers, it's caused by the bacteria H. pylori. It's mostly found in the gastric and duodenal. And the vomit looks like coffee grounds, and the stool looks like black and tarry. And the medications that you should avoid when you have peptic ulcers are NSAIDs. Ulcers. Where are the ulcers? The ulcers are gastric, which is the stomach, and duodenal, which is the duodenum. Does stomach acid increase? No. In the gastric, it's a normal production, but in the duodenum, it's increased production. Where does the pain occur? For gastric, it's in the mid-epigastric region, and for the duodenal, it's also the mid-epigastric region. When does the pain occur? For gastric, it occurs with meals or after eating. Starve a gastric ulcer. That's how you remember. For the duodenal, the pain occurs on an empty stomach. Feed a duodenal. So for gastric, you starve it, because the pain is when you eat. And for the duodenal, you feed your stomach, because that's when the pain occurs, when you're hungry, when your stomach is empty. What type of medication will be given to decrease gastric acid production in the duodenal ulcers? H2 blockers and a protein pump inhibitor. What are medication examples of H2 blockers? Ranitidine, Ranitidine and cimetidine are examples of H2 blockers. What are medication examples of proton pump inhibitors? Generic ending in zol. So proton pump inhibitors end in zol. S-Z-O-L-E. Z-O-L-E. Esomeprazole, pantoprazole, and omeprazole. And acids are prescribed to neutralize gastric acid. What should you teach clients with ulcers to avoid? Smoking and alcohol. So, for people with ulcers, you teach them to avoid smoking and alcohol. You prescribe them antacid to neutralize the gastric acid. Two meds you give to decrease gastric acid production, it'd be your H2 blockers and protopump inhibitors. The H2 blockers are ranitidine and cimetidine. And the proton pump inhibitors are ending in zol, Z-O-L-E, omeprazole, pantoprazole, and esomeprazole. Peripheral artery disease, PAD. PAD is an occlusive disease of what? Lower extremities. Does the damage to the surrounding tissue occur above or below arterial occlusion? Below. Would you feel a pulse in a leg with a patient with PAD? No, it would be absent. What would the leg look like? Hairless, cool, pale, and thick toenails. What is the intermittent claudication? Intermittent claudication is muscle pain from decreased blood supply, and pain comes and goes. Teach client not to smoke, wear tight clothes, or apply direct heat to the legs. Teach client to do what? Teach client to exercise, inspect skin daily, and take prescribed meds. What procedure improves PAD? Bypass surgery and angioplasty. What does a leg with venous occlusion look like? Brown, purple discoloration, edema, and weeping fluid. Pheochromocytoma. A tumor that produces an excessive amount of blank in blank. Pheochromocytoma is a tumor that produces excessive amounts of epinephrine and norepinephrine. This is a problem with which gland? Adrenal. Clients will experience what? Sustained hypertension, sweating, weight loss, and hyperglycemia. And H/A. Treatment for pheochromocytoma is surgical removal of one or both adrenal glands. What will the patient need to take after surgery? Glucocorticoid replacement. Phlebitis. What is phlebitis? Phlebitis is inflammation of a vein. What does it look like? Red, warm, painful area, and streams up the arm. What is the treatment for this? You remove the IV, apply a warm towel, and assess for infection. Piaget's theory of cognitive development. The age, the stage, and then the characteristics. So from birth to two years old is the sensory motor. The child learns about reality by interacting with his or her environment. From the age of 2 to 7 years is the pre-operational stage. And this is where he or she moves on to a pre-logical thinking. Learns past, present, future. No abstract thinking yet. 7 to 11 years is concrete. Move to logical thinking. Able to classify and sort facts. Abstract thinking available. Understand death by the age of 10 years old. 11 to adulthood is the formal stage. And patients are able to think and learn as an adult and concrete and abstract reasoning. Placenta previa versus eruptio placenta. What is eruptio placenta? When the placenta detaches itself from the uterine wall. What is placenta previa? The placenta is covering or near the cervix, blocking opening to the vagina. Signs, risk factors, and dangers of eruptio placenta. The sign of eruptio placenta are sudden, painful, bleeding with contractions, and uterine tenderness. Risk factors, hypertension, diabetes, smoking, alcohol abuse, and drug abuse. Dangers, decreased O2 and nutrients to the fetus, premature birth, and blood clots. Nursing intervention for eruptio placenta, bed rest, C-section if the baby is term, frequent vitals, blood transfusion may be needed so type and cross mother. Signs and symptoms of placenta previa. Placenta previa signs are sudden, painless, bleeding, bright red in color, and usually seen in the third trimester. The risk factors for placenta previa. Previous C-section, multiparity, and an older age mother. Dangers for placenta previa are maternal hemorrhage and premature labor. Nursing interventions for placenta previa, bed rest, C-section if baby is term, frequent vital signs, blood transfusion may be needed, so type and cross mother. Both conditions will require what three interventions? For placenta previa and eruptio placenta, they all need frequent vital signs, fetal heart ultrasound, and fetal heart monitoring. Which condition has more bleeding? Placenta previa. Which condition will create a rigid, board-like abdomen? Eruptio placenta. Eruptio placenta causes which blood clotting disorder? DIC, disseminated intravascular coagulation. So, eruptio causes DIC. If a pregnant client is bleeding vaginally, what must you never do? A vaginal exam. Plasmapheresis. What is plasmapheresis? It is removing antibodies that attack the immune system from the patient's plasma. What kind of patients need this treatment? Patients with systemic lupus, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré, and other autoimmune diseases. When plasma is removed, what is it replaced by? Saline or albumin. During plasmapheresis, is just the plasma removed? No, the whole blood is removed and then the plasma is separated. How long does a plasma exchange take? 1 to 3 hours. What is a potential complication of plasmapheresis? Hypotension. Peripheral effusion. Peripheral effusion is the collection of blank in the pleural space. Fluid. What are the signs? Sharp pain on inspiration, shortness of breath, tachycardia, decreased breath sounds, and the x-ray needed to confirm. What is the treatment? Find the cause. Monitor breath sounds, high Fowler's position, thoracentesis. After a thoracentesis is performed, what may be needed temporarily? Chest tube. What medication do you give if the fluid is not large enough amount to perform a thoracentesis? Diuretic. So for thoracentesis, you're going to put the patient in a high Fowler's position. Polycythemia vera. What is polycythemia vera? It's a disorder that results in increased number of erythrocytes, platelets, and leukocytes, and result equals thick blood. What will the client complain of? Headache, shortness of breath, and weakness. On assessment, what will you find? Purple-red complexion, enlarged spleen, and increased hemoglobin. With polycythemia, will clotting be increased or decreased? Increase. What is the main treatment? Phlebotomy. Blood draws several times a year. So for polycythemia vera, you are going to have the client complaining of a headache, shortness of breath, and weakness. And polycythemia, the clotting will be increased, not decreased. PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. What is the cause of PTSD? Any traumatic event can cause PTSD. What are the signs associated with PTSD? Nightmare, anxiety attacks, sleep disturbances, memory loss, or hypervigilance. These clients will often seem detached. True or false? True. Patients will isolate themselves. Clients with PTSD are at increased risk for what? Substance abuse. What is the treatment for PTSD? Therapy to discuss feelings of anxiety and depression meds and support groups. So people with PTSD, you're going to give them therapy to discuss feelings, and then you're going to put them in anxiety and depression meds, and then put them in a support group. Pregnancy stuff. Rogam is given to clients, pregnant clients, who are Rh blank, but whose babies are Rh what? So Rogam is given to pregnant clients who are Rh negative and whose babies are Rh positive. The Rh positive prevents the mom from developing antibodies against the future Rh positive babies. When is Rogam given? 28 weeks gestation and within 72 hours after the delivery. So it's given twice at 28 weeks and 72 hours after the delivery of the baby. Do you give the Rogam if the client has a miscarriage? Yes. If pregnancy is more than 13 weeks, you do give the client the Rogam. Do you give Rogam to the infant? No. Never or never to the father. What are tocolytics? Tocolytics are drugs given to stop preterm labor. What is the mnemonic used to remember the four drugs that can be used for preterm labor? The mnemonic is, it's not my time. What drugs does the letter stand for? I for indomethacin, which is an NSAID. N for nifedipine. M for magnesium sulfate, and T for terbutaline. When given these medications, what must you monitor closely? Continuously, fetal heart rate and maternal vital signs. Magnesium sulfate will decrease urine output and deep tendon reflexes and respirations. So when you give magnesium sulfate, it will decrease urine output, it will give deep tendon reflexes and respirations. If a client is given terbutaline, watch for what? Tachycardia. What two drugs do you never give to a pregnant client? Think. 2QTs say no to OBs. So So the two drugs you don't give is quinolones and tetracycline. 2QTs and say no to OBs. Quinolones and tetracycline. You never give them to pregnant clients. The umbilical cord in a newborn has how many arteries and how many veins? It has two arteries and one vein. Presbycusis. This is a form of blank hearing loss. Oh my God. This is a form of hearing loss. Is presbycusis a natural process? Yes. Blank voice tones are the hardest to hear. High voice tones are the hardest to hear. How should the nurse communicate with the client? Facing them and encourage them to wear a hearing aid. Presbycusis. Pressure ulcers. How do you describe a stage 1 pressure ulcer? It is red, warm, intact skin that doesn't blanch. What is an example of a stage 1 pressure ulcer? It looks like a sunburn. How do you describe a stage 2 pressure ulcer? It's a superficial damage to the skin, the epidermis or dermis. There will be a break in the skin. What are some examples of a stage 2 pressure ulcer? Abrasion, blister, and shallow craters. How do you describe a stage 3 pressure ulcer? Skin is deeply damaged and does not extend through fascia. What is an example of a stage 3 pressure ulcer? A deep crater. How do you describe a stage 4 pressure ulcer? The skin is deeply damaged. Wound shows muscle, tissue, and ligaments. What are some nursing interventions to prevent ulcers, pressure ulcers, from developing? You turn the patient every 2 hours, keep skin clean and dry, proper diet and hydration, and inspect the skin and document. Radiation therapy. What are the types of therapy? There's external, which is outside the body, beam and sealed, internal, which is inside the body. What are the side effects? Alopecia, fatigue, and skin irritation. Clients receiving beam radiation therapy should wash area with what? Unscented soap, water, and pat dry. Clients receiving radiation therapy need a private blank in blank. They need a private bathroom and a private room. No blank or blank may come to visit. No pregnant women or small kids may come to visit. Can a woman with a removed cervical implant have sexual intercourse? Yes, 7 to 10 days after the removal. Raynaud's disease. What is it? It's the vasospasm of arteries of the upper and lower extremities. What part are most affected? Fingers, toes, and cheeks. What does the client feel? Numbness, tingling, and swelling, and the area may feel cold. What are the treatments? Monitor pulses, vasodilators, and avoid cold and stress. Quit smoking and wear warm clothes. On to retinal detachment. Will clients experience pain if the retina detaches? No. This is painless. Is this a serious condition? Yes, this is an emergency. What are the signs of a detached retina? Blurred vision, floaters, flashes of light, and black spots. What is the treatment for a detached retina? surgery to reattach the retina. What are the nursing interventions? You cover both eyes with patches, no coughing, sneezing, strict bed rest, and keep the head of the bed elevated. Okay, on to Reye syndrome. What is the condition? It's an acute encephalopathy, which is like a brain disease. What other organs are involved? Liver and kidneys. What is the cause of Reye syndrome? The cause is usually a viral infection. There is a link that aspirin to treat the virus may be the cause. So it's a viral infection that may be caused by aspirin. What is the treatment? These patients usually end up in ICU for monitor and treatment. The nursing intervention focuses on prevention. Rheumatoid arthritis. True or false? Rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic systemic inflammatory disease that affects the joints. True. What are the other clinical symptoms associated with rheumatoid arthritis? Fatigue, weight loss, and low-grade fever. Is there a particular age group that is affected? No. It can occur at any age. What factor will be found in the blood of a client with the form of arthritis? The rheumatoid factor. Blank will also be elevated in the blood. The erythrocyte sedimentation rate will also be elevated in the blood of a patient with rheumatoid arthritis. Which joints are mostly affected? Joints of the hands, wrists, feet, elbows, and shoulders. Will these joints be affected unilaterally or bilaterally? Bilaterally. So it would be both hands hurt, both feet hurt, both knees, etc. Due to inflammation of the synovial membranes, which damages cartilage, joint blank are seen. Joint deformities are seen. Blank are the primary drug therapy. NSAIDs. For rheumatoid arthritis, you want to give a patient an NSAID. Should you encourage the client to exercise? Yes, because activity helps with the pain. Scabies. What are the most common symptoms? Itching and rash. Where is the itching located? Between the fingers, wrist, around the waist, and the genitals. The head and the neck are not usually affected. Itching is increased at night. Does a patient with scabies require isolation? Yes, they should be placed under contact isolation. What is the treatment? Permethrin 5% lindane, which is Quell, Quell. What nursing education should be included? Treat all family members at the same time. Wash all the bed linens in hot water. Itching may occur a few weeks after treatment. Seizure precautions. If a client is having a seizure, what is the main goal? To keep client safe. True or false? You should mark the time and note the client behavior. True. Should you restrain a client for safety during a seizure? No. Do not ever restrain. What should you do to a client during a seizure? Turn head to the side, lie bed flat, and pad head with a pillow. Should you put anything in the client's mouth to prevent the client from swallowing his or her tongue? No, never put anything in a client's mouth who is having a seizure. Sexually transmitted disease, chlamydia. The incubation period is 1 to 3 weeks. The type of infection is a bacteria. The symptoms of chlamydia are no signs is common. The female will have vaginal discharge, lower abdominal pain, and burning with urination. The male will have urethritis. The treatment for chlamydia is penicillin. Genital or oral herpes. The type of infection is a virus. The infection incubation period is 3 to 7 days. The symptoms are urethral discomfort, lesions on the vagina or male genitalia, and can be transmitted even if there's no source present and if the patient is shedding the virus. The treatment for genital or oral herpes is acyclovir. Syphilis. Syphilis incubation period is usually 3 weeks and range from 9 days to 3 months. Primary symptoms are chancres, and the secondary symptom is fever, weight loss, or rash. And the treatment for syphilis is doxycycline. Gonorrhea. This type of infection is a bacteria. The incubation period in men is 3 to 30 days, and women 3 to indefinite. The symptoms in men are urethrocytosis, dysuria, burning yellow or green discharge, and for female, the symptoms are yellow discharge, abdominal pain, and bleeding with intercourse. Treatment for gonorrhea is penicillin. Human papillomavirus virus, which is the HPV virus. The infection is a virus, and the incubation period is 3 to 7 days. The symptoms are genital warts on the male and female genitalia, and the treatment for the HPV is no cure. Shingles, herpes zoster. This viral infection is caused by what virus? Varicella. What are the signs of herpes zoster? Itching vesicles grouped together on top of a red rash, painful touch, and low-grade fever and malaise. How are shingles spread? The vessels contain fluid that transmit the virus. Where is the rash usually located? Along a dermatome. What is a dermatome? An area of the skin that gets all of its innervations by a shingle spine nerve. What are some areas of dermatomes? Face, trunk, and back. Will the rash and vessels be unilateral or bilateral? Unilateral. What are the isolation precautions for herpes zoster? Airborne and respiratory isolation. What is the treatment for shingles? Analgesics, supportive care, cool compress, and try to keep vessels intact. What may be seen after the vessels have healed? Scarring. Now on to sickle cell anemia. Is this an autosomal trait, recessive or dominant? It's recessive, most commonly seen in African Americans. How is this condition inherited? A child received the gene from both parents. How long do sickled RBCs live compared to normal RBCs? 6 to 20 days, and the normal RBCs live 100 to in 20 days. What does this put the patient at risk for? Anemia. What test determines sickle cell anemia? Hemoglobin shows anemia and the sickle testing of blood. The acute exacerbation of sickle cell anemia is called what? Sickle cell crisis or vaso-occlusive crisis. The most common cause is dehydration. This causes the sickled blood to do what? Clot. How do you treat someone with a sickle cell crisis? You hydrate with oral or IV fluids. You give O2 to increase tissue perfusion. You also give a blood transfusion, maybe needed, and give pain meds because it's very painful. During a sickle cell crisis, which intervention is done first? O2 or you hydrate with fluids? During a sickle cell crisis, you hydrate with IVs first. Remember, during a crisis, the blood is clumped together, so the goal is to decrease the viscosity of the blood. O2 would not reverse the cause. It would only prevent more clumping. So someone who has a sickle cell crisis, you give them fluids before you give them O2. You hydrate first, then O2. Starting an IV. First, you're going to inform client about the procedure and indication. Next, you will gather your supplies. 3, you'll wash and dry your hands. 4, you will use universal precautions, which is wear gloves. 5, you will apply a tourniquet. 6, you will locate a vein. 7, you will clean the area with alcohol. 8, you will position and insert the needle looking for a flash of blood. 9, you would advance the catheter. 10, you would release the tourniquet. 11, you would remove the needle. 12, you would secure the catheter and start IV fluids if ordered. And then 13, you document. Sterile technique. Blank can never be considered sterile, only clean. Skin can never be considered sterile. It's only considered clean. Never turn your back on a sterile field. Never turn your back on a sterile field. If a nurse has on a face mask and sterile gloves, is it okay to adjust the face mask with a gloved hand? No, because once the gloves touch the mask, they are no longer sterile. A sterile gown is only sterile from blank to blank. A sterile gown is only sterile from waist to shoulders. If a sterile wrapper becomes blank, the entire package is no longer sterile. So if the sterile wrapper becomes wet, the entire package is no longer sterile. Tardive dyskinesia. This is a side effect of what medication? Antipsychotics. What will you see? Chewing motion with the mouth, tongue sticking in and out, and involuntary movement of arm and leg. What class of medication can you give to decrease these effects? I told you earlier, it's the anti-Parkinson's. So tardive dyskinesia, just think of Mrs. Kincaid. She's always shaking. She's always chewing with her mouth and her tongue is always going in and out and she's always shaking her arm or her leg. Think of Mrs. Kincaid. TPN, total parenteral nutrition. A client's nutrients are supplied through what? Veins. Why would a client need TPN if the GI tract wasn't working properly? What needs to be monitored closely? Blood sugar due to dextrose in the TPN. If TPN is suddenly increased, client is at risk for what? Hyperglycemia due to the gradual increase rate of the infusion. What other electrolyte imbalance can TPN cause? Hyperkalemia, hypermagnesia, and hyperphosphatemia. How often do you change the TPN bag? Every 24 hours. What medication can be hung with TPN tubing? None. Never do this. Only the TPN can be hung alone. Why must tubing be changed daily? To decrease risk of sepsis, TPN increases risk for bacteria to form in the tubing. Elevation in temperature is a sign of what? Infection. Why must TPN be gradually decreased? To prevent rebound hypoglycemia. If TPN is unavailable, which IV fluid can be hung as temporary substitution? 10% dextrose. So for TPN, you change the bag every 24 hours. You can never hang no other bag with it. It's usually given to people who GI tract isn't working. You have to monitor the blood sugar because the dextrose in the TPN is high. And these patients, they have electrolyte imbalances like hyperkalemia, hypermagnesia, and hyperphosphatemia. So if you don't have a TPN bag available, you can give them 10% dextrose of water. And you also monitor for infection. So if these patients have a temperature, you know they have an infection. Now on to tracheostomy. What is tracheostomy? A surgical procedure that creates an open airway in the trachea. What are the indications for tracheostomy? Upper airway obstruction, increased mucosis. What is the created opening called? A stoma. What must the nurse always have at the bedside? An obturator, a stiff plastic device used for inserting the inner cannula. An obturator. Is suctioning a client with a trach a clean or sterile procedure? So when you suction a client, it's a sterile procedure. What should the nurse always do before suctioning a client with a trach? Hyperoxygenate with 100% O2. So before you suction a client, you hyperoxygenate with 100% O2. Should suction be applied during insertion of the catheter? No, this can cause damage to the client. What should the nurse always do after suctioning a client with a trach? Reoxygenate with 100% O2 2 to 3 times during inhalation. If a client coughs strongly and the trach becomes dislodged, what is the initial nursing action? You keep airway open by inserting the obturator or grabbing retention sutures. Give O2 if airway lost. If a client is not on a ventilator but has a trach, should the inner cuff be inflated? No, it should be deflated so as not to block the airway. So if a client on a ventilator has a trach, you do not inflate the cuff because if it's inflated, it can block the airway. Okay, transgender client. How should you address the patient? Ask them what they would like to be called. If a male completes sexual reassignment surgery, will she need a pap smear exam? No, pap smears are necessary. There will be no If a male completes a sexual reassignment surgery, will she need a pap smear exam? No. Cervical pap smears are necessary. There will be no cervix in place. If a female completes a sexual reassignment surgery, will testes be formed? There will be testes, but they will not produce sperm. Back trim, also known as trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole. Back trim. What is the medication used for? Bactrim is used to treat bacterial infections, most commonly with UTIs. You use Bactrim for UTIs mostly. What are the contraindications for taking Bactrim? Kidney or liver failure. The severe inflammatory skin disorder caused by Bactrim is called Stevens-Johnson syndrome. During this allergic reaction, what will you see? Severe skin lesions, blisters, swelling of the throat, lips, tongue, fever, headache, rash, and lesions can be internally on organs as well. Tuberculosis, TB. What organism is cause of TB? Mycobacterium tuberculosis. What are the signs of active TB? Productive cough, night sweats, chills, weight loss, and low-grade fever. The blank test is administered by injecting a small amount of tuberculine intradermally. The Mantix test is administered by injecting a small amount of tuberculin intradermally, also known as the PPD test. So the PPD test is the Mantix test. The Mantix test is considered positive if the induration on the skin is raised greater than 10 mm. So the test for the Mantix, for the PPD test, is considered positive if the skin is raised greater than 10 mm. What are the appropriate isolation precautions? Airborne. The client's negative pressure room should have blank fresh air exchanges per hour. The client's negative pressure room should have 6 fresh air exchanges per hour. Stripe is the mnemonic for TB antibiotics. What are those medications? Stripe is ST for streptomycin, R for rimfampin, I for isoniazid, P for pyrizinamide, and E for ethylbutyl. Stripe, remember stripe for antibiotics. What is the most common side effect of TB antibiotics? Peripheral neuritis. What are the other side effects? You get muscle aches, GI disturbance, and dizziness. What color will rimfampin turn your urine, sweat, and tears? Red or orange? When taking antibiotics, what vitamin will be depleted? B6. So when you're taking TB antibiotics, your B6 will be depleted. Teach the client to avoid blank to reduce the risk of hepatotoxicity, alcohol. Teach the client to avoid alcohol to reduce the risk of hepatotoxicity. Clients taking TB antibiotics are at risk for blank hepatitis, drug-induced hepatitis. How many consecutive sputum cultures need to be negative for the client to be non-contagious? 3. So you need 3 consecutive sputum cultures for the client to not be negative or non-contagious. Ulcerative colitis. What is the cause of the disease? The cause is unknown. What is the pathophysiology? Inflammatory bowel disease affecting large intestine and the rectum. What are the signs or complaints from the clients? Abdominal pain, bloody diarrhea, 20 stools a day, nausea and vomiting, and weight loss. How is ulcerative colitis diagnosed? By a colonoscopy. What are the treatments? Corticosteroids to reduce inflammation and removal of the large intestine and rectum. What will the client need after surgery? An ileostomy. What is the most appropriate diet for this condition? Low fiber, and teach clients to avoid fiber, fat, greasy foods to decrease diarrhea. Teach clients to avoid alcohol and caffeine, but increase fluid intake. Vitamins. What are the fat-soluble vitamins? A, D, E, and K. A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble vitamins. What are the water-soluble vitamins? B, 2, B2, 6, and 12, vitamin C, and folic acid. What water-soluble vitamins cannot be, what water-soluble vitamins cannot be blank in the body by the liver? It cannot be stored. Which vitamin is important in clotting? Vitamin K. What are foods that are important in the source of vitamin K? Green leafy vegetables. This vitamin is important in monitoring eyesight. Vitamin A. What are important food sources for vitamin A? Oranges, dark green, and leafy vegetables. In pernicious anemia, the missing intrinsic factor inhibits absorption of what vitamin? B12. We'll see paresthesia in the hands and feet with this deficiency. Iron supplements should be taken with what vitamin to promote absorption? Vitamin C. So iron supplements should be taken with vitamin C. Von Karic disease. Von Karic disease is also known as liver glycogen disease. Which age group normally gets this disease? Children. What are the common clinical signs? Hepatomegaly, acidosis, fasting hypoglycemia, and delayed growth. What are the diagnostic tests? Urine and blood tests, and CT scan. How will your liver appear? Fatty. What is the treatment plan? Frequent meals, allopurinol for gout, and liver transplant. Okay, Wilson's disease. What is Wilson's disease? Wilson's disease is a genetic defect that causes copper buildup in the body. The body is unable to remove extra copper. What two organs are affected by Wilson's disease? Liver and brain. What is the diet for this patient? Low copper. What foods are high in copper and should be avoided? Lamb, shellfish, vegetable juice, nectarines, dried beans, chocolate, and multivitamins should be avoided in Wilson's disease. Extra stuff, religion. What do you know about Adventists? What do you know about Adventists? So this is like Miss Denley. She worships on Saturday. No alcohol and no pork and sometimes no meat, and baptism as an adult. What to know about Muslims? No pork and do not do an autopsy. What to know about Orthodox Jews? Religious leader is called rabbi, not priest. Only other Orthodox Jews can touch the dead. What to know about Roman Catholics? Religious leader is called priest. Infant baptism, call before death for last sacrament. How do you do postmortem care? Postmortem care. Do not give the body a full bath. Clean visible soil. Raise head of the bed at 30 degrees and place palms down to prevent discoloration. Put indentures if they have any. ID the body. Maintain vital organs and skin integrity. Remove IV and tubes. Replace with band-aids unless religious preference is to keep them on. PPE. You put protective gear on in this order. First, you wash your hands. Second, you put your gown. Third, your mask. Fourth, goggles. And then fifth, gloves. And that's to put them on. You wash your hands, you put on your gown, your mask, your goggles, then your gloves. Now, to take off the protective gear, you do it in this order. First, gloves, goggles, gown, mask, and wash. And so when you take them off, all you got to do is put it in alphabetical order. Gloves, goggles, gown, mask, and then you wash your hands. We can, we will, we must pass NCLEX.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating. We wish you all the best in the coming examination. See you next time.